What I one of the things I appreciate about the church in general, and I'm talking about the global church, is its vast expressions. As here this morning, you hear us sing, and we express verbally and in song our praise and our love for Jesus. Other expressions of the church around the globe do it in different ways, and one of the streams of the Christian church that I do appreciate is the Orthodox Church. Now, I don't know if you have or if you are familiar with the Orthodox Church, but it is, some people call it the Eastern Church, but it is very rich in symbolism, both in its liturgy, in its theology, with its icons, even in its architecture and inside how the inside is set up. It all speaks of the gospel message. It all flows from that, and it's an amazing experience what they do. But they're one stream of the broader church. There is a Orthodox priest from the U.S. Excuse me a second. His name is Andrew Stephen Damick, and he is a poet, and he captures some of the beauty of the Orthodox Church and how the gospel is embedded in it. And he wrote one for what we celebrate as Easter. Now, their Easter is a week from now. Next Sunday, they'll be celebrating the resurrection. I'm going to speak a poem that he wrote. It's called The Hymn at Pascha. Now, there's going to be two words you're going to hear. One is iconostasis. Anybody know what that means? I didn't even know it when I first read it. Iconostasis is basically, it's a screening that goes up between the nave and the sanctuary, and it has iconic drawings on it. So you're going to hear that in the poem. The other word is Pascha, and Pascha is the Greek word for Passover, because they, and the church as well, we as well, see very great significance. The Passover, which is being celebrated by the Jews this right now, is being celebrated, is very tied. It was the last meal that Jesus had with his disciples. As with all poets, what they write is brilliant wordsmithing that has taken place. So I want you to pay attention to the words as I tell you his poem. Hymn at Pascha. Here in the dark, our God stands still this night, his holy breath filling all in all. The church peers to the altar candle glow just there behind iconostasis doors. Our Christ has tasted death and journeyed down into the depths of hell's dark jaws and teeth. Now we await this moment when his light will shine again and open paradise. Then, light, the light, a single candle glows and comes. Here, take this light and sweep the night. The fire now passes on throughout the church. And souls are filled with feast and light. The Christ is risen. Knock upon the doors. Who is this King of glory? Lord of might, who is this King of glory? Lord of song, who is this King of glory? Lord of life, Now heaven and earth commingle here. This place is thin, for God is here this night. Eternal being breathes the spirit wind throughout the pious faithful gathered here. O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three, thou Trinity, our God of God, comes now, incarnate, raising as the Son, our Christ, the Father's holy image, Spirit-filled. This sacred Pascha is revealed to us. Now raising all who love and pray his song. The Christ is risen. Death lies slain and still. The Christ is risen. Lift up high, you gates. The Christ is risen. Give him glory, all. The Christ is risen. Joy, you bride of Christ. That's it in a nutshell. In a nutshell. I want to welcome you to the vineyard of many expressions. Is this working now, Harold? Oh, it needs batteries. Okay, forget it. Oh, is that thumbs up? I thought you were showing me a battery.
Much more freedom. There we go. Want to welcome you. If you are visiting with us and you'd like to find out more about us, we would love to hear from you. In the bulletin here is a connection card, and if you could fill that out, because we're just going to take up our offering shortly, and then we'd love to connect with you. So now we're not having any verbal announcements today, because the only announcement is one, that he is risen. He is risen indeed, right? That's it. That's it. Why we gather. We don't gather for any other reason than that. So we're going to take up this morning's offering. We'll just pray for that. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to give. And Lord, we cannot outgive you. We only give back to you what you have given to us anyway. And so, Father, as we give with thanksgiving. And we thank you, Lord, for the ultimate gift, your Son, Jesus Christ. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, so we're going to do just, because we have all the kids in, and the reason we have all the kids in, it's intentional. It's not because we didn't have any teachers or anything like that, but this is a celebration Sunday, and we wanted to have everyone in. Now, I just want to hear from the youth by your either thumbs up, thumbs down voice. How was Fresh Wind? Thumbs up. The best one? The best one? So you rate them. What's that? Yeah, I know. I see. Okay, so we do have I am going to give a short, it's not a teaching, so all it is a teaching in a way. But here's the cool thing. How do you like this? So when I always go over my messages just to see how long they are, because I tend to talk too long, and you just do. And gosh, it was way shorter than I thought it was going to be, because we had planned to have a short one anyway. But it was like, oh well, it is what it is. I just felt that was it. Keep it short. Well, guess what? So Naomi said she had something to share, and I wanted to know what exactly she had to share. I don't know whose bobby pins these are. Oh, I thought you were joking. Okay. I just didn't want people to think they were mine. You know, I know I got to keep my hair back, but. Anyway, get a load of this. So as Naomi is sharing, I think, oh my, that fits perfectly right. That can be embedded right into the middle of the little, you know, reflection I have. And I think, that's amazing. Right? Like that is so cool that fits. It was like, there's the missing piece. There. It was like, wow. I want you to take a look at this picture, and I want you to ignore the guy that's standing there. I don't know who it is, okay? I want you to ignore for right now. We'll come back to the guy, but I want you to ignore the guy. What I want to ask you is, what do you see? What's that? What do you see? Mars. No, not... Okay, what gives it away that it's not Mars is that there's a guy standing there. I hope I didn't have to point that out to you, but... Well, okay, but yes. Oh, my. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Wow, this is hard. No, you got it. You got it. Rocks and dirt, right? That's what you see, and that's what anybody would see. Now, here's the question. How much money would you give for a dump truck load of that dirt and rock? Why nothing? Like, zero? Zero. You got to give something. You got to pay for the gas. Okay, you need it, Jackie. What would you get? What would you give for it? Yeah. Now you can go back to that guy standing there. That guy standing there would give everything for a dump truck load of that dirt. He would give everything because he doesn't see the dirt. Yeah, the dirt is there, but he doesn't see it. When he looks at that, you know what he sees? Priceless treasure. You know why? Because he's standing on a chunk of land that's known as the Davick Mine. This thing. Which is in the northwestern part of Canada. You know what the Davick Mine is? It's a diamond mine. And you know how valuable that dirt is? Put it this way. Now, to get the diamonds out of there, they have to mine... It takes about, they said, approximately just more, a little more than a ton of rock to get a 2 carats worth of a diamond. You know, you understand how big 2 carats is, eh? It's about that size. That little tip of the pinky. That's it. To get that. Our buddy here, he sees diamonds. We see dirt and rocks. Now, there's no secret about this. This guy is focused on the diamonds. He acknowledges there's dirt and rocks, but he's focused on the diamonds. And he's after that. He and anybody else who is partners with him are after the diamonds in there. That's where his energy goes. That's what he works towards. That is what he's looking for. He's willing to invest millions and millions of dollars to get the diamonds that are there, to find them, to do whatever they have to do to get them. Now, what I want you to do is let the dirt and rock represent our world. and let the diamonds represent Jesus and his kingdom. Okay, did you hear me? Let the dirt and rock represent our world. Let the diamonds represent Jesus and his kingdom. With that in mind, I want you to hear Paul's words. And he wrote a letter. Paul was an apostle to the various churches. He planted many churches. One of the churches he planted was a church in the city of Corinth. And he wrote them to correct them on a number of areas where there was maybe some errors. One of the errors was there were folks in that church who did not believe in resurrection at all. They were followers of Jesus, did not believe in the resurrection. And Paul wanted to address that. And what he started with in his response were these words. And this is found in 1 Corinthians 15, 3-8. He writes, "Christ died for our sins, just as the Scripture said. He was buried and raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scripture said. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died." Excuse me. "Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. And last of all, as though I had been born at the wrong time, I also saw him." And then Paul logics it out. That it's like a domino. You know what dominoes are? If you line dominoes up, you knock one over, what happens? They all start to fall over. And so Paul is saying what you've set yourself up here is with dominoes, and you're pushing one of them over. Let me tell you the other ones that are going to follow. And he goes down the list of what that means when you start to say there is no resurrection of the dead. Because he goes on to say that if there's no resurrection of the dead, then Christ didn't rise. And if Christ didn't rise, then you aren't forgiven. And if you aren't forgiven, you're lost. And then he goes on to say, if you're lost, there's no hope in this world. And then he says, we're just a bunch of fools for what we're doing, going around preaching, because we're saying God, we're just saying God's a liar. And Paul logics this out and explains him that if we follow your thinking that there is no resurrection, this is the result. But what Paul was saying when he started his response was, no, he's saying these guys here that I've mentioned, apostles, the 500 people that saw Jesus and others, they have found diamonds in this world. And they have given everything to keep mining the diamonds. They have given their lives to share this good news amidst, in the midst of all the dirt and the rocks of this world. They've given everything, Paul has said. And the good news is that there is untold treasure in Jesus. And that is Paul's message all the time, that Jesus is the answer. He points people to that. Paul is looking for that all the time. He is like that guy that was standing there on the dirt and rock. He sees one thing. He sees diamonds. He sees Jesus in everything in this world. And that's why he writes. Now, he wrote in another letter to the church in Philippi, and he says these words. Obviously, this you're not going to be able to read all of that. But this is what he says. "I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another I will experience the resurrection from the dead." That's what Paul wanted. He was after the diamonds. He was after Jesus. He was passionate about it. And there might be dirt and rock everywhere, and that didn't matter to Paul. He knew he could start looking for the diamonds. He's laser focused. There may be dirt and rocks all around, but he's searching for and he's finding and finding the diamonds. And down through history, people have been discovering the diamonds. And they've been mining for diamonds and looking for diamonds. And they've been passing this on. And some of us here, most of us here, have discovered the diamonds. We've seen it and we're mining and we're looking for it. Because you know what the truth is? When you find one diamond, you know there's more, right? You find one, you know there's more. I can guarantee you that if you went out and you were kicking around in the dirt out in the front yard out there, and let's say you were kicking around in the volleyball court there in the sand, and up popped a diamond. I bet you. I bet you that you would start a little more. You'd be looking around to see who's looking. Some of you would. And all of a sudden, you'd be like staking out your territory. This is mine, right? And you'd want to know. Because you found one, and you dig, and you look. Now, what do you think the youth were experiencing at Fresh Wind this weekend? Were they mining for diamonds? Naomi, come on up here. Because I want you to tell us a bit of what was going on. And there she goes. Okay, here you're back.
Yes. Hi. Okay. Sorry, I just ran. That was, woo. Okay. Okay, I know every year we come back and we're all just kind of like super hyped up and then it just kind of like slowly goes away and we're always like, this Fresh Wind was the best Fresh Wind. But like this Fresh Wind like really was the best Fresh Wind. Just trying to think of what I want to say here. You look awesome, first of all. Praise Jesus. You're like smiling and happy. It's awesome. Devin, I saw you worshiping. You're awesome. Sorry, I had to call you out for that. Yeah, it was so awesome. Like Josh Feldman, he had to be dragged out of the room. He was like shaking. It's great. It was great. It was awesome. Okay. Yeah, I can pretty much confidently say that every single one of our youth, God impacted them some way, somehow. Like, they had a Holy Spirit encounter. Whether it was super, this big, huge thing, and they were on the floor, like, crying, or whether it was just, like, they felt the love of God for the first time, or it just overwhelmed them, or they were crying, or whatever it was. Every single one of us felt it. And I don't know if that's happened in any Fresh Wind at all. But it was really awesome. And the theme that kind of went on was... The verse that they had picked out for this Fresh Wind was like the Christ in us, the hope of glory. So that's why there's a couple of us that are wearing shirts that say life in us, and we have like the hats that say hope of glory. It's pretty cool. So that was kind of the theme throughout the whole conference. And yeah, I don't really know like what, it was just like really awesome. God was there. I mean, God's here too, but you know. He just blew us all away. It was awesome. There was quite a few people that were healed. I know Riley Kingcott, Brent's younger brother, had problems with his like spine or something like that, or like had like nerve damage or something. Yeah, like he would walk around. Like I'm gonna do an imitation. Offense hat would just come off. So he was walking around like he would walk around like this. Like could not walk like this. And then he'd have to sit down or lie down, and he'd have to keep moving because it would hurt his back. And he was, like, completely healed. I remember we got into the car, and we were driving home, and I was in the car with my siblings and my friend Alex and Jake and my dad, and I was like, oh yeah, Riley's back was healed. And they were like, what? Riley's back was healed? And they were parked right beside us, so we rolled down the window, and we were like, Riley, your back was healed? And he was like, yeah, look. And he was going like this in the car. And my friend Alex was like, wow, that's awesome that you can just say that so just like casually, just like, oh yeah, Riley's back was healed. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. There was like definitely an outpouring of the Spirit. Just like at the end, like my dad actually has a video of it. If you want to see it, go to him and watch it. It's really cool. Like everything was shut down. Like everything was done. It was basically done. People were cleaning up. Fire tunnels were done. Worship band had already gone off the stage. They were just playing music over the sound system. And there were still like hundreds of people lying on the floor, just like absolutely experiencing God. And it was really, really awesome. And one of the things, I didn't tell you I was going to share this, I'm sorry. No, it's not about you. It's okay. one of the things that was, well, it's always there at Freshwind is sponsoring kids. That was just one of the things that's always, they always have one person go up and talk about it. And the guy that actually was talking about it was talking about how it's like an umbrella, about how the love of God's like an umbrella. It like covers you. And he was talking about, like, will you be an umbrella for one of these kids? And I don't know how many of us, specifically from our youth, sponsored a kid. But whoever did, can you, like, stand up? Whoever sponsored a kid from our youth? Kiki, I know you're in this room somewhere. I know I did. There's a couple more of us as well that didn't, or that aren't here, that also sponsored kids. But it's really awesome, and it's a... I don't know. I love it. I love it so much. I have this kid. This is my kid. I also have another kid. They're pretty cool. We write back and forth. It's awesome. And I wanted to share that because it's like a super practical way of just like spreading the love of God and like seeing the kingdom in someone else's life that you don't even know and is across the world somewhere, but you can see like one of my kids. And he likes to tell me about how he always likes to go to church, and he wants to be a military soldier, and he's really, really awesome. And it just, I don't know. And I remember because the guy who was talking about sponsoring kids, there were so many people that I got up this year to sponsor kids. It was awesome. And it was funny because my mom was watching the replay of Fresh Wind, and she texted me after it was over, and she was like, how many kids did you sponsor? Because it was so amazing. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say. It was just awesome. We're all still, like, super hyped up. Mariah has so much energy. She's going crazy. Yeah, and Jesus is awesome. And that's kind of all I have to say. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's not rocket science. The difference, no, because there is this thing that you could think, well, you see, if you go here, if you go there, then you'll experience. And I would like to suggest to us that they went with the intentionality of looking for diamonds. It was in their mindset. It was their belief that there were diamonds. And I wonder how many of us have forgotten what it's all about. We have forgotten that it's about mining for diamonds. We have forgotten that it's about Jesus and the kingdom. We have forgotten. Now, we've all found diamonds. We've all experienced. We've all encountered. We've encountered Jesus. We know what that's about. But sometimes we forget, don't we? Don't you forget? You forget. You hear the stories and you go, oh. Well, what Naomi was just sharing with you was we just dug through all this dirt. Look what we found. We found some diamonds. Look at this. And the question is, where there's one diamond, is there more? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's why we pray for healing. Why? We might find a diamond, right? The kingdom may come anytime, any moment. A back may be healed. It could happen. It's why we pray. It's why we do what we do, because we're looking for diamonds. And that's our mindset. And if it's nothing else, it's about the reality that in this world of dirt and rock, Jesus has brought his kingdom. Jesus has come and he lives among us. He lives within us. He lives within you. And he wants us to be hungry and looking for the diamonds. He wants his church to be on mission, laser focused. There may be a ton of dirt and rock out there, but that's okay, because we know in the middle of that dirt and rock, there's diamonds. There's diamonds, and we're looking for them, and we're going to share them with people, and we're going to tell people all about them. Now, if you've never encountered this Jesus that we talk about, that we sing about, that we shout about, that we dance about, that we flag about, you name it. If you have never encountered, it's so simple, so easy. It's just changing your mindset. It's saying, yes, God, I know life isn't about this dirt and rock. That's not life. What life is about is you, Jesus. And it's saying yes to Jesus, saying yes to him and following him and seeing life through his eyes, doing life through his eyes and experiencing what real life looks like. That's what it's all about. That's what the resurrection is all about. The resurrection is new life for us. Can we commit today to looking for diamonds? Can we? Can you get back in the game and start looking for diamonds? Can we have the same expectations as these kids did this weekend? And if I can say this to the youth, keep focused on the diamonds. Seriously. Seriously, because you're going to get some of us that are just going to be pointing out the rocks and dirt to you. Ignore that. Just go whatever, right? Whatever. And just keep telling stories of the diamonds. And us, let's get in the game. Let's do that, okay? Okay, we're going to wrap up right now. Almost wonder, Tab, you can stay there if you want. What's that?
Oh, I'm trying for your wife.
Okay. You're doing double duty here. What about the youth? Yeah, like ministry team type things. Does that work?
I had the same idea.
Did you have the same idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I do that? Awesome. Because I was sitting there on the floor. I just want to tell you, like, when we say it's the best fresh wind, they usually hype things up and get everybody pumped. There was none of that this time. You know, there was the excitement of worship. The kids would say, Jesus, Jesus. But the Holy Spirit was present. The teaching was so solid, a solid reminder of what God did on this weekend and how he covers everything. The intense love, and that was the encounter that they have. And I believe, as Scott said, a lot of us are living and have forgotten the Christ in us, the hope of glory. And our circumstances have made us feel defeated. We've forgotten, and that's okay. I forget sometimes. I've done it before. And so if you've forgotten, if you feel like the life in me is just like flickering out, almost like you've done too many push-ups and you can't do one more, that's you. Then I'm going to let these guys transfer. The Lord came with the laying on of hands and he transferred glory, healing, life. And if you, one of the things they said is, you forgot, you don't have joy in your life because God is the God of joy. You know, they had everybody come up to receive joy. So if you need joy, if you need healing, if you need life, if you need infusion, if you've forgotten and your God is not the powerful God, the creator of heaven and earth, then you need a renewing of your mind. And I believe that these guys are carrying something that we can receive from them. So come on up if that's you. Guys, come on up. And it's not going to be really long prayers. You too, Jennings, you were there. Get up. This is our American friend from the U.S. who traveled to be with us. So Jennings, get on up here. These guys have life. Brent, you were there. Let's go. Feldman, let's go. Anybody that was at Fresh Wind, get up here. Phil, let's go. We all caught it. Okay. Yeah, you know what? Lay hands on her. We're transferring it over. Okay. For those of you that don't want to come out of your seat, that's fine. God will meet you right there. We believe God will. Just let's open up our hands. Let's close our eyes for a minute. Okay? Let's just open our hands and close our eyes for a minute. Because without Jesus, nothing changes. And now let's just bow our hearts. And now we're just the three most powerful words we could ever say. Come, Holy Spirit. We acknowledge our need for you. We are hungry. We are thirsty. Some of us are really, really sad. We walk with limps. Our flesh has been burnt. We've been pierced through the heart. But God, when you're ready, just come up. Holy Spirit is here. Come on up when you're ready.